first things first, as a volunteer, how did you become involved?
My family and I moved to Gann in 2019, and when we moved here, there was a feral cat colony in our neighborhood, and when we were locked down during the first COVID outbreak, we decided to start trapping the cats, and we started surrendering them to the Gananoque and District Humane Society, and they were really great about it. And we trapped, at first it was seven cats, adult cats. Most of those cats were females, they had babies, and we just kept trapping and trapping, and in total, I believe we rescued 31 cats and kittens just from my backyard.
Why do you think it is important to give back to the community through what you do?
Well, for a number of reasons, but I think the most important reason is that the Gann Humane Society is a volunteer-run no-kill animal shelter, and we're not guaranteed any funding. So this truly is a community organization. And without the services of the Humane Society, the vulnerable animals in our community would not have a place to go or no organization to help them. So it's a really important service to have in our community.
How much fun is it to be at the Humane Society? I'm sure you have a blast there every day.
I do. Well, I actually work Monday through Friday, but I do the social media and the fundraising. And honestly, and I go up there on the weekends, but honestly, it's just seeing the progress of the cats when they first come in to when they get adopted. And I like meeting new people. As I said, I moved here in 2019. And then shortly after that, we got locked down for quite a while. So I didn't get a chance to really meet people because we were all sheltering in place. So this was a great opportunity for me to meet people and to be around cats.
That's true. Yeah, for sure. Of course, I guess in closing, you know, accomplishments, it could be, a plaque with your name on it on the wall or something personal that means something to you. What are you most proud of as far as an accomplishment is concerned since being a volunteer?
Well, something that just came up recently was we're approved for funding from the Township of Leeds and Thousand Islands to offer a spay and neuter clinic for income qualified residents of Gann and TLTI, which means that for those who qualify, residents can have their cat spayed or neutered, microchipped, and rabies vaccine at no charge.
Kelly, thanks so much for joining us here and being a part of Volunteer Appreciation Day.